Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Nadav, your sponsor, Lo Nishma Asam B'Yakov Shalom Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. The Gemara in Amud Beis speaks about the word Dror. It says in the Pasuk, Yikidashtem Shtas HaChemish V'Shanah, Ukarosim Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yishveil. We call Dror. What is Dror? Dror is freedom. Says the Gemara, the Dror is Lashon Cheirus. Cheirus means freedom. Now, says the Gemara, Omav Yudo, my Lashon Dror. Why is it called Dror? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, person can live in any hotel he wants. And he takes schoyro from place to place. What's the connection between these two things? What is the idea? How do you define freedom? A person can live in every hotel he wants. He also can take schoyro from place to place. That's how you define freedom? That's the definition. What's shot in this Gemara? In the Mechilta, when it's brought down, the Vilna Gaon says over there that this comes from the word in Megillas Esther that says Dar V'Sachoris. And there Rashi explains Dar V'Sachoris is that Chashverosh allow people to go from place to place and do business from place to place. But still not understood why these things come together. So the Vilna Gaon says in Likutei Hashas, Tover Niflo Ad Lamoed. He says the pshat like this. Whenever you have a slave which is released, there is a grace period. And in the grace period, he is able to go to places and he doesn't have to. Nobody's going to charge him anything. Nobody's going to pay anything. An example of Dover, we have a dugma from our day-to-day life when there's a person who's released from prison. So in the first stage of his release, in order for him to become part of society, the government gives him, means to live, food, shelter, until he gets on his feet and he starts working, starts becoming a regular citizen. What's the idea in that? He doesn't deserve it. But the time after your release, there is a grace period where there's no demands. A person is a free bird. He can do whatever he wants. The Gaon says, when a person is going from place to place, it says, when a person goes to a new city, and he's there as a guest, right then in the beginning, the first day he comes in, he says, I'm looking for a place to be for Shabbos. People invite him, come be. Nobody's going to charge him money for coming, being in his house for one Shabbos. But if a person is there for a while, he stays in the house for a week, for a month, then people are going to kick him out or going to charge him rent. Similarly, when a person goes from place to place for business, if he's coming for a short time, that first period, he has a grace period. Nobody's charging him anything. Everybody's going to be very nice to him. Everybody's going to be mechnis ha'orchim. Afterwards, then you have to act like anybody else. You don't get a free lunch for the rest of your life. Says the Gaon, that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know what's dror? Dror speaks about that first stage when a slave is released. The first stage, he's dror. He's a flying bird. He has no limitations. He can go wherever he wants. And says the Gaon, this refers to what the Gemara told us in the previous daf. Because the Gemara and Daf Ches Amud Beis told us that what happens from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the slaves are released in Rosh Hashanah, meaning they stop doing work for their masters. But they don't go home yet. They eat and drink, and they're happy. They have the crowns, they have the scarves on their head. Then they go home. So there's a middle period where they don't work, but they also don't have any obligations. They don't go home to take care of their family. Says the Gaon, that's what the Gemara refers to over here. The Ben Yoyada over there in Daf Ches says that Gemara is referring to us to tell us what's going to be lost at Lovely. Because when the Yoyvel, when there's the Tkiyas Shefer of the Yoyvel, that is a reference to Tkiyas Shefer, the Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, there will be a Shefer. We know when Mashiach comes, there will be Yoyim Haddin HaGadol. There will be a big din, there will be judgment. People will be judged on where they are holding, what they're doing, where they belong, what do they accomplish. But the period before Mashiach, right before Mashiach comes, there's a period that everybody's happy, eating, drinking, happy. There's abundance in the world. And there's been Yoyim that connects what's brought down in many Sefer Chassidus, that before Mashiach comes, there will be a tremendous shefa in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give Shefa both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. There'll be abundance of Torah, abundance of money with no limitation. Because we are over here in the time before Mashiach. That's the time of the drawer that we have over here. So you know the Gemara in Daf Ches that tells us that the Avadim did not go home right away. Connects to the Gemara over here, Daf Tes, that calls it Dror, Dror Loshon Cheirus, referring to that time, and referring to what's going to happen, Lohasid Lavoi, that's the remez over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.